Shriver Hall concert series starts this Sunday, and it was to have started out with pianist Ellen Grimaud, who sadly is suffering a stressed finger, and so she has been obliged to withdraw. So things have obviously been thrown into a little bit of chaos at the Shriver Hall concert series. I have in the WBJC studio the president, Stephen Jacobson, who has certainly been earning his salary just recently. So tell me how it evolved that you found out about this.
Sure. Well, unfortunately, as these things usually are, it happened at the very last moment. Last Tuesday, we received a call from Elaine's manager notifying us that she would be unable to play. And in fact, her whole U.S. tour had been canceled. And I believe successive dates in Europe as well with the same program. So immediately, you know, you sort of go into reaction and figuring out how you can best resolve the situation. We knew that we had to find somebody that's at the same level notoriety-wise and musically as well. And it happened that the first person we called is who we wound up getting, which is the wonderful pianist Angela Hewitt.
She is such a marvelous musician and such an interesting one because she has become known as a specialist of Bach's music. But that's not all she does. Anything that she puts her hand to has a very particular thoughtful stamp to it. But we do have Bach. And I mean, what an extraordinary thing that we now get her doing the only performance of this Bach complete work here on the East Coast.
That's correct. So Miss Hewitt will be playing the Art of Fugue, which your listeners may know is the last major work that Bach wrote before he died. And she's just recorded this work for Hyperion, her record label over in the UK. And so there's going to be a big release. But they hadn't planned any U.S. dates as a part of the release. And so we have managed to get the only U.S. concert of Angela Hewitt playing the entire Art of Fugue without intermission.
I remember when she was here on the series the last time, she played us just a little teaser because she was working on it at that time. And so for us to have heard that and then see the finished product is going to be so very exciting.
That's right. The last time she was here, she played a wonderfully varied program that included Ravel and Couperin and, of course, a healthy dose of Bach, including several of the contrapuntus, which are the individual movements. But here we get to hear the entire work, and it's really a rarity. And I think it's a work that a lot of people will approach with a bit of trepidation because it's very scholarly music. It's not the easiest listen at first. But I think in the hands of somebody like Angela Hewitt, she has this incredible aptitude for Bach. Obviously, it's taught and she's studied Bach her whole entire life and has become a master at Bach. So she can sort of dissect the various voices and make sense out of them. But most importantly, she'll make music out of this very scholarly work and really magnify the amazing qualities that Bach has. It's both intellectual music, it's godly music, and most importantly, it's emotional music. And I think she'll really get through to that.
Well, really well done, because, you know, the thing about Ellen Grimaud's program was that it was so unusual and interesting. And here we have something equally unusual and interesting in an entirely different way. So this is Angela Hewitt playing Bach's complete Art of Fugue. This is opening the Shriver Hall concert series this Sunday at 5:30 in the Shriver Hall on Homewood Campus. More information at shriverconcerts.org. And I've been speaking to the president of the series, Stephen Jacobson. Thanks so much and really good luck with the series.
Thank you so much.